بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب استحباب طلب الرفقة وتأميرهم على أنفسهم واحدا يطيعونه. This is the chapter on it being mustahab, desirable, of traveling in a company and appointing one of them as the leader, as the amir, whom they will obey. So when we are traveling, we should travel in company, we shouldn't be traveling alone. And we should appoint one person as the Amir during that journey. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو أن الناس يعلمون من الوحدة ما أعلم ما صار راكب بليل وحده. رواه البخاري. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, if only the people knew what I know about traveling alone, then no traveler will travel alone at night. If only the people knew what I know about traveling alone, no traveler will travel alone at night. We find ulama have explained that when a person is traveling alone, there is harms that he can suffer as far as dunya is concerned and also akhirah. As far as the hereafter is concerned, a person traveling all alone will be deprived of performing his salat or jamaat, and there's nobody reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he may become lazy on the journey. He might be lax with his salat and many other important Islamic duties. Then as far as dunya is concerned, khuda na khasta, he meets up with an accident, there's nobody with him, nobody assisting him. If he gets lost on the way, there's nobody with him. And especially in those days, they had animals on the road in the jungles. They should go through deserts and jungles. There was fear of animals. And today also, there's fear of thieves, enemy on the road. Therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ has encouraged us to travel in a company. And Rasulullah ﷺ said, if only the people know what harms that I know of traveling alone, then they won't travel alone. Yes, there are times when a person is compelled to travel alone. It is permissible. Person has to go suddenly, he has to go somewhere, and there's no other person who can accompany him, then there is jawaz for it. It is permissible for him to travel alone. However, Shariat wants or exhorts us, encourages us to travel in company. An Amr ibn Shu'ayb an Abi Han Jadihi radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arakibu shaitan wa rakibani shaitanan wa thalathatu rakbun. رواه أبو داود والترمذي والنسائي بأسانيد صحيحة وقال الترمذي حديث حسن. هذا عمر بن شعيب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from his father, who narrates from his grandfather, that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one rider, as was a person traveling alone, he is shaitan. Two riders are two shaitans. Three is regarded to be a group. So in this hadith also we can understand the importance of not traveling alone. And here, minimum that has been mentioned, we should travel with three people. So when we are traveling with three people, then this is regarded to be a jama'ah, a group. The meaning of shaitan, one shaitan, two shaitan, person is alone, then he can be very easily influenced by shaitan, and even two people. In other words, two shayateen are accompanying them. But when there are three people, it becomes difficult for shaitan now to lead them astray. And therefore, three people minimum is regarded to be as a jama'ah. And Abi Sa'id wa Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhuma qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha kharaja thalathatun fi safarin falyu'ammiru ahadahum. Hadith hasan. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin hasan. Rasulullah has mentioned that when three people set out on a journey, then they should appoint one of them as their leader, amir. This is very important. We find when we are traveling, then one person is appointed as the Amir, as the leader. In other words, we're going to obey him during that journey. And his instruction will be in accordance to Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. He should be a person who is soft-natured, person who knows about traveling. And he must be such that he is able to keep the group together, Jama'ah together. He should be intelligent, experienced. And there is great benefit. People are traveling together in a group, and each person has a desire of doing something which the other person is not ready to do. There'll be chaos, there'll be problems, there'll be ikhtilaf. But when you have one Amir, then whatever is his final decision, then it becomes easy for the group to follow. And the Amir should give injunctions and instructions according to what is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, if the Amir is giving instructions contrary to what Quran and Sunnah is, then the person will not follow the Amir. But generally we're talking about a person now who's got the capabilities of being Amir, and there's three people in the group, so we're going for a normal business journey, or we're going on holiday, whatever it is, then keep one person as the Amir. There is great benefit in this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdi, gunashakallah.